Welcome to this edition of Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around the district and from further afield. Now on the show this week, I've got Ruby Rett. Hi, Ruby.
Hello.
Who's going to be telling us about her brand new product, Wooka. Wooka period underwear. A little bit more about that later. So I hope that you had a good Easter weekend. Have you been up to Hartwood to see the bluebells? Have you been up to Hartwood to see the bluebells, Ruby?
No, I haven't this year, but maybe next weekend.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they'll still be there quite early this year. But I went up there and I noticed that volunteers have been doing a great job encouraging us to keep to the paths and to protect the bluebells for everyone. They are looking particularly beautiful this year. And I didn't realise this, but if a wood has bluebells in it, it's very likely that it's ancient woodland and it's been there since at least 1600. Which is quite amazing. So bluebells, not just beautiful, but ancient as well.
Yeah.
And there's another little flower, little white anemones that you can also see up at Langley Wood in Hartwood. And they're an indication that the wood is even older. Apparently they take 100 years to spread just 5 feet. So yeah, if you see a spread of them, you know that's been there for a very long time indeed. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's amazing. Have they put any information about this thing on the Hartford Forest?
There's a little bit of information. And as I say, they've been really good getting volunteers up there to explain why the woodland's so precious, and also, as I say, to try and encourage us just to keep to the footpaths.
Okay.
So we're an entrepreneurial lot in St Albans. We're good at coming up with an idea that we think people will like and then getting on with turning it into a business. And the best thing is that many of your fantastic business ideas are great for the environment too. So listeners, you might remember to Ben, who popped in a few weeks ago and told us about his spare fruit apple crisps, which are made from fruit that would otherwise rot on the floor in orchards in Kent. Well, Ruby, who's with me today, is another local entrepreneur whose business idea should help the environment too. So Ruby, Wooka period wear. Why do we need period wear?
So, period menstruation is one of the topics that doesn't come to limelight that very often. Why need a period wear? Most of the product that is used by women are tampons and pads. People are moving into environment-friendly period product, such as menstrual cup. However, in UK, we haven't got yet period underwear.
Right, okay, and this is basically like pants that you wear instead of having to bother with things like sanitary towels and tampons.
It's just an underwear. You don't have to wear tampons or pads, even on your heavier days.
Yeah.
So that is something very new because I have tried some of the American underwear.
Right.
You do have to wear tampons and pads on the heavy days.
Okay, so this is something which perhaps Americans might know about already. In this country, completely new.
Perhaps.
So when you came up with this idea of producing this product in this country, what kind of environmental benefits were you hoping for?
So in my last radio show with you, Amanda, I talked about the environmental effect of the menstrual product. We are throwing quite a lot of tampons and pad every year, and that goes to the landfill.
Yeah.
So with the period underwear, which is reusable, so you can wear it, wash it, use it again, and that can last for up to 2 years.
Fantastic. So no waste at all.
No.
Brilliant. Now, I'm just thinking, so you were there and you thought, oh, great idea, let's do this. How do you go about turning an idea into a product? I mean, do you sort of sit there and invent it? I've got Sewing Bee in mind here, Ruby. Tell us what it was like.
So, yes, any ideas, if you want to turn into a business, you just have to go and do it. So how I started was when I was doing the whole environmental project with WEN, I came across...
That's the Women's Environment Network.
Yes, yep. And I came across this underwear, and I was quite fascinated about it. So I ordered one. And I brought
this is
it.
The American product.
The American product.
Right, okay.
And then I was like, I wore it and it didn't feel very like hugging or, I don't know, comfortable in terms of on your heavy days.
You felt you could do better than
this. Yes. So I literally snipped it off and see what it was and came up with the better. So I ordered some small amount of fabric, different kinds.
Yes.
And made my own underwear. Actually, I've never sewed anything before this.
You'd never sewed anything before?
No, so I had a YouTube video
right.
trying to teach me how to sew an underwear
Wow.
with these extra other fabrics. And I made, I think, 3-4
Ruby, I've got an idea about what it might be like if I tried to sew my own knickers, and it's not a nice one.
You won't believe, like, I started with size 8 and I went to size 6 by the time I finished it. So, yeah. But practice makes you perfect, right?
Right.
So as you go, keep on trying, yeah.
Yes, yeah. I mean, presumably, what you're trying to produce is quite a technical product, isn't it? You want it to function really well. We're looking for absorbency and dryness and all these things that will make it good. Did you find it difficult to get the right materials?
Yes, it is very difficult. So you'll have to do lots of research and everything. Not every fabric is suitable for you to use in underwear. So you'll have to get the right kind of fabric that has the absorbency capacity of certain amount of blood.
Yeah,
it was quite difficult. But as I said, we tried it and tested out like various kind of fabrics.
Right.
To ultimately find the right one.
Right. And it sounds like this must have been a very steep learning curve for you.
Absolutely. Like I had so many times. I didn't even know that those kind of fabric existed.
Yes.
And as I'm going, I'm learning so much about it. I've been to a few textile fabric show.
Yes.
And as I go there, I learn more and more about different kind of fabrics. It's fascinating.
Right. Okay. So you've done your sewing BB. You've sewn loads and loads, made lots of different period pants. And have you tried them all? Do you experiment and try them and think, oh, this is better or whatever?
Yes, I have. So I'm the first guinea pig for
You're the
whole.
First guinea pig.
Right. Yes, I have. I've made like various different kind of underwear, and then I almost make a diary.
Yeah.
How many hours can I wear it without it being leaked out and
right.
this kind of thing.
Okay.
So it is tried and tested, yes.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay. So I take it you're pleased with what you've managed to produce so far then?
Yes. So we are just waiting for like finding more other guinea pigs so that they can give their feedback. Obviously, I can be biased for my own product, right?
Okay. So that's the first way that we can help you. You're looking for other women to try out your period underwear and say what they think about it. Is that right?
Yes. So we are working on the pattern cutting and designing at the moment. And hopefully, we'll soon have some prototypes to try out.
Right.
And we'll be giving this out to the women.
Okay. So if listeners are interested in helping you with this and being a guinea pig, they can get in touch?
Yes. So we are everywhere in social media. We're in Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Ruby, how about if I make sure that your details go on the environment page of the Radio Verulam website?
Absolutely great.
We can find all of that, as you say. There's lots of different ways you can find out about this underwear. Okay. So this is Environment Matters. So let's check out the sustainability. It's established that it cuts down on washing waste. What are the pants made from?
So the pants itself is made from an eco fabric called tencel. Tencel are usually made from eucalyptus and beech trees.
Wow.
So something different from a cotton that we are using. Because as we know that people use a lot of pesticide to grow the cotton.
Yes.
Yeah. You can either go organic cotton, or these days there are like various other kind of eco fabrics out in the market.
Okay, so this is made from wood fibre, you're
yes,
saying?
Yes, it's a wood pulp.
Okay, and something like eucalyptus actually grows like a weed in certain parts of the world, so presumably it doesn't need too much in the way of pesticides or water or anything like that?
No.
Well, there we go. That's something I've learned. That sounds very interesting. And so another sustainability thing, durable. I suppose it's a bit hard for you to know at this stage, but do you think that your period pants are going to last for a long time?
Well, because you don't wear it every day, you only wear four days in a month.
That's true.
So we are presuming that it should last at least 2 years.
Right.
But as we say, we are in the very early stages and we cannot say much about it.
Okay.
We'll have to just get the product, wash it, and then
but that's something that you're aiming for.
Yes.
Okay. And then I suppose a very important thing, how will you wash this underwear? Will you have to boil wash it to disinfect it? Will you need special chemicals to treat it?
No, you don't. All you have to do is rinse it in the water.
Right.
And then put it in the washing machine at 30 degrees.
Oh, wow.
So it's easy.
Yep. Okay. Fantastic. And ironing, would you have to iron them?
It's up to you. Well, the fabric can resist the temperature quite high, so it's up to you whether you want
to. So it's not like a synthetic fabric that you couldn't iron, as you
yes,
say. Actually,
yes.
You could if you want. Now, getting down to the real nitty-gritty, how about packaging and things like that. You know, it's, if you want to make a product sustainable, you know, the whole lot has to be sustainable. Have you thought about packaging yet?
Yes. So we are trying to go plastic less packaging. So we won't have any plastics associated with our, in our packaging. The underwear itself will be without any labels. Yeah. So we have like a tagless label. It's already printed in the fabric rather than you have the extra polyester attached to it.
Oh, well, that makes it a lot more comfortable as well,
yes,
doesn't it?
Yes.
I hate those
sometimes
labels.
Sometimes itchy. They're quite itchy.
Yeah, yeah.
And for the packaging, we are trying to use the recycled paper and then use eco-friendly ink.
Right.
So,
You've even thought about down to having eco-friendly ink.
Yes.
God, there is a lot to think about,
yes,
isn't there?
Yes, there is. I mean, if you want to make a very sustainable, very eco-friendly product, we want to get everything ticked.
Yes.
So that's what we are aiming for.
Well, that's all good to know. So have you gone into production yet? Have you thought about...
No, we haven't. As I said, we are currently pattern cutting and designing.
Right.
So prototypes will be coming out soon.
Yeah.
As soon as the prototype is out, we'll be out in the Kickstarter, ready to ask for people to fund us.
And when you do start production, have you thought about where it will be produced?
It'll be made in UK. We have already
talked
about some people in UK. Yeah. So we want to make our product, made, design, everything in UK.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you think that you'll be able to do that within a budget that will allow an affordable price?
Yes. Well, you'll have to think about everything. If you want to go and produce in somewhere in China or somewhere, then you don't know actually what the quality is going to be. What is the quality, the working quality of the people over there?
Yeah.
When we do it in UK, at least that is very up to high standard.
Yes.
So.
Yes, and I suppose, to be quite honest, you can knit to wherever and ensure
that
for yourself, can't you?
Yes.
Well, that's good to know as well. Right, now you mentioned crowdfunding there. Is this something that you've started doing already?
No, we haven't. So at the moment, all we want is people to sign up with us.
Right.
Join the journey with us, being with our circle. We constantly send some inspirational stories and newsletters to our subscribers.
Okay.
So what they can do is, at the moment, is sign up with us. And then as soon as we are in the Kickstarter, they'll be the first one to know about it.
Lovely. Okay, so people can sign up to be kept up to date what's happening with your product. And if you want to be a guinea pig, you can also apply and see if you can help with being a guinea pig as
well. Yes.
Oh, that's brilliant, really excellent. We really look forward to hearing about this progress. It's very interesting. It really is quite a fascinating thing, as you say, these amazing materials to discover and all this.
Yeah.
It really sounds like a really challenging, interesting process for you as well.
It is. It is a bit of a challenge because the topic itself is not that very talked about, as I said.
Yeah.
And then plus, we are the first UK period underwear, so people are very skeptic.
Yes.
Like, oh, what is it about and how does it work, whether it works or not, those kind of things, you know. So
that's
why we want this our guinea pig to try it out and give us the feedback and
excellent. Well, let's hope here in St Albans we'll change all of that, and as you say, a UK first here in St Albans. Fantastic. That is what we like to hear. Right. OK, well, as I said, I'll make sure that all of the information about Ruby's product can be found on the environment page of the Radio Verulam website. Just a few events before we finish. On Saturday, Christopher Place will be running a bee and butterfly event. They're inviting you to come along and find out just how important bees and butterflies are in our lives. Now, they're going to have local honey from Gorhambury bees. They're going to have Save Butterfly World. You'll remember that John Horsforth has come on the show on Environment Matters to tell us about the plight of butterfly world and how you can help them. Well, you can go and say hello to them at Christopher Place on Saturday. And Butterfly Conservation will be there as well. And talking about bees will be St Albans Friends of the Earth, who will be there with ideas about how you can help bees in your garden, and they will be encouraging you to sign up for the 2017 Great British Bee Count. And Christopher Place themselves will be giving away 3 packets of bee and butterfly friendly wildflower seed, so you can do your bit to help in your garden. And this event is completely free and it will run from 11 till 4 in Christopher Place in St Albans. Do you have a garden, Ruby? Do you have any place for anything for bees and butterflies?
Yes, I do. I've got a garden and I recently have an allotment too.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
Quite excited about it.
Yeah.
We've already started growing some of the spinach and stuff.
Yeah.
So they have started growing. But we have a smaller patches with wildflowers, and I did get the wildflower seed as well. And so I've just
fantastic. Spread it out. Yeah. Well, that's right. Yeah. And allotments, to be quite honest, so much of what you sow in allotments is great for bees and butterflies
definitely.
As well as being a great way of producing your own food. And of course, as you're saying, it's a wonderful time of year to plant a few things as well. So anybody with an allotment, you need to be getting down there, get those weeds out before they get too big, and get planting things as well. And of course, you don't need an allotment. You could just have a little container outside your back door.
Oh, that's what I've done, actually. Yeah. Some of my vegetables are going in the old recycling bin. Yeah. So I've got potatoes, I've got onions and garlic and
that's
stuff.
That's a fabulous idea.
That was before the whole...
Yeah, that's thing, a really good idea. All those old recycling bins you don't need anymore, don't let them gather dust in the garage. Yeah. Fill them up with some compost and plant some veg. And they've already got the nice little holes in the bottom.
So yes, I know.
Perfect. Really, we love that idea. That is brilliant. Super. Right. And then the other thing is Transition St Albans. They're going to have the very last of their thermal imaging camera training sessions for this year on Wednesday. That's next Wednesday, 26th of April, between 8 and 9 in central Harpenden. And so this is going to be the last of the season because it has to be nice and cold for you to be able to see with the camera where the heat is leaking out of your house. And it has to be said, it is quite cold in the evenings at the moment, so should be able to do that fine. It's a really good thing to do. I've done that, and it's really great for showing you where all those leaks are so that you can save energy, save cash, and of course you'll do your bit to save the environment as well. As I say, you can find all the information from today's show on the environment page of the Radio Verulam website, where growing numbers of you, I'm pleased to say, are going to listen to the podcast. Now, we always love to hear from you. You can tweet us at rv_environment. You can email us at environmentonrv@gmail.com. So do get in touch if you've got something you'd like us to cover. Anyway, but with a big thanks to my guest today, Ruby. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Until the same time next week, goodbye.
Bye-bye.